Good morning, friends. Good morning. I hope that you're all set for another Mission Trail broadcast, that you have your radio tuned to this station in good condition, and that you'll give heed for the next few moments. One thing about it, it only takes a little while, and it'll be over with, for better or for worse, and we hope that it'll be for a whole lot better for each of you. To begin with, let me read this scripture in the 16th chapter of Luke, beginning with verse 19. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Now, what do you think of that scripture? This is part of the Bible now. You take your Bible and turn to the 16th chapter of Luke and read that. Is it true? Is it a parable? Is it real or is it a dream? Jesus spoke at one time about a certain place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. So I am persuaded that this rich man died, his body died, but his soul was still alive. He was in another world. There are those that would like to say, well, oh, this is just a parable. Well, if it were a parable, and the scriptures do not say that it is a parable, but if it were, certainly the real would be much greater than a parable is. And I believe this man still had his senses. There's one thing he had, and that was his memory. Verse 25 says, Son, remember. Now, do you believe in heaven? Well, lots of folks would say, why, sure, of course I do. Do you believe in a hell? Well, I'm not so sure, some would say. And others would say, well, no, I just really don't believe that. Well, let me tell you something, dear friends. If there is no hell, then I say there's no heaven. And I say if that be true, we're wasting our time preaching the gospel and telling the Bible truths and giving them forth. We're just wasting our time. Because the same Bible that speaks about heaven, it also speaks about hell. Let us be in earnest. If there is a heaven and a hell, then let us act as God would have us act. God was in earnest when he gave his son, Jesus, to die for us. Christ was in earnest when he went to Calvary and suffered that terrible death. It was to save us from that terrible hell. Oh, my friends, I cannot but believe it. And if there is anyone listening to the sound of this broadcast who has any doubt about it, why not be honest with yourself and with God? If you believe you have a creator, why not ask him to give you light about the future? It is Satan that is telling you there is no hereafter and no hell, because the Word of God teaches it so plainly. And if there is the hell, we'd better find out before we get there. It is a good deal better for us to find out here than to be laughing and joking about it. It's a fearful thing to hear men speaking so flippantly about hell and making jokes about it. God is not to be trifled with. Think of this man in that lost world crying for one drop of water and then asking that Abraham might send Lazarus to comfort him. But there was a gulf fixed that no man could cross. God has fixed that gulf. That gulf represents a separation. The time is coming when there will be a separation. The time is coming when that praying wife and that godless, Christless husband shall be separated. The time is coming when that godless, sainted mother will be lifted up to heaven and that scorning infidel son will be cast down to hell unless he is wise and accepts salvation. Now, the thought I want to bring out is just this, that there is memory in hell. Why did Abraham say to this man, son, remember? Because he wanted him to know that there had been other days. He wanted him to remember, and he did remember. Oh, may this text be engraved on your heart. Son, remember. God wants you to wake up and remember before it is too late. It is a good deal better for a man to be wise and stop and think while he has the privilege of changing his mind if he is wrong than it is to go on like a madman and be cast into the prison house of hell. Then he will have time to think. Yes, memory will be keen then to act, but it will be too late to make any change. The noted evangelist D.L. Moody once said, and I quote, "I've been twice at the point of death. I was drowning once, and just as I was going down the third time, I was rescued. In the twinkling of an eye, my whole life came flashing across my mind. I cannot tell you how it was. I cannot tell you how a whole life can be crowded into a second of time. But everything I had done from my earliest childhood, it all came flashing across my mind. And I believe that when God touches a secret spring of memory, every one of our sins will come back. And if they have not been blotted out by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, they will haunt us as eternal ages roll on. We talk about our forgetting, but we cannot forget if God says, remember." End of quote. You take a person in prison. I'm sure this must be a miserable life. But what is it that adds most to his misery and unhappiness? The primary thing, no doubt, is his memory of past deeds. And no doubt the thing which makes hell so tormenting and wretched is the remembrance of having heard the gospel, that Christ was offered to them, that they once had the privilege of being saved, that they made light of the gospel, they neglected salvation, they rejected the offer of mercy, and now if they would, they could not. There is a great gulf fixed. And of course, beside all of this, think of the eternal flames of hell where the fire is not quenched and the worm dieth not. This rich man had a missionary spirit, but it would have been better if he had had a missionary spirit before he got there. It would have been better if he would have accepted and known about the right way before he died, for then there were his sins before him. Your missionary spirit won't help you when you are in hell. It won't help you when you are in the lost world. Yes, memory, memory. Son, remember. If Cain is in that lost world today, and the indications are that he is, no doubt he can remember the pleading of his brother Abel. Perhaps he can remember how he looked when he smote him. Perhaps he can even hear that piercing cry of his brother Abel. And it could be that Judas remembers how Christ preached that sermon he heard on the mountain, and how Christ wept over Jerusalem when he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem." And no doubt that kiss Judas gave the Son of God lingers in his memory when Jesus said, "Betrayest thou the Master with a kiss?" Yes, memory is at work. His memory woke up before he died when he went out and destroyed himself, taking his remorse and despair with him into the lost world. Oh, may God wake up every listener of this broadcast and cause them to flee from the wrath to come. How shall we escape, says the apostle, if we neglect so great salvation? Friends, there will be no Bible in the lost world to be a lamp to your feet and a light to your pathway to guide you to eternal mansions. You may make light of the Bible now. You laugh at its teachings, but bear in mind, there will be no Bible in the lost world. You have a Bible here. Had you not better take it now? Had you not better read it? Had you not better believe it? Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of spending a few minutes with the listeners of the broadcast today. Bless each one, and should there be a soul lingering in the balances of indecision, we pray that you would help them to make that choice for God. Repent, believe, and accept the truth. And for that which is accomplished, we will give thee the praise in Jesus' name.
Jesus is tenderly calling, why longer in sin remain? Come while his mercy is falling, and leave that weary plain. Why, oh why will you linger in guilt and dark despair, when the Master will honor you with a crown to wear?
Calling,
Jesus is calling for thee, for thee.
Calling,
Jesus is calling for thee, for thee.
Calling,
Jesus is calling for thee.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.